no more. All right, Father, we just thank you for this day. And Father, we want to give your name the praise, the honor, and the thanks. But truly, this is the day that you have made, Father. And Father, we are declaring that we shall praise you, and we shall lift our voice up like a trumpet, and we shall declare your wondrous work. Father, even as we stand in this space of unity and purpose, Father, we declare that your will be done. Father, we declare also as we stand in this space of power and strength, Father, we declare that we are the head and not the tail. Father, we declare also in your master's name that the enemy is already under our feet. Father, we declare in your holy name that we walk and live in greatness and abundance. Father, we declare that we have no need because all our needs have already been met by you. Therefore, Father, we choose to rejoice and give you thanks. Father, we declare victory in the lives of your people. Father, we declare that everything will be done on this call on tonight according to your will and purpose in Jesus' name. Father, we also want to declare even on this morning that your word will live big on the inside of us, Father, that not only will it live, Father, but we will become the living flesh of your word in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare that things and situations are turning around. Our business affairs are turning around. Our relationship matters are turning around. Even our family members are turning around, Father. They are turning to you in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you also that you are righting the wrongs, Father, because, Father, we are people of purpose. We are people of strength, and we give your name the praise and the honor and the thanks. Father, we declare that all shall be well, and, Father, we declare wisdom and strength that shall rest upon your people. We declare, Father, that your people began to rise up in a new strength, a strength called possibility, and, Father, that we will not look back in the name of Jesus. We declare, Father, that we will live and move in your word and become people of your word. Father, we declare that, Father, in your master's name, that we will provoke the Jews to jealousy. We declare in the name of Jesus that wealth and riches is our portion. Father, we declare in the name of Jesus that we are the healed of the Lord. We declare, Father, that we are walking and living miracles by your name and by your grace. Father, we declare that we are favored by you, and the wisdom of God does rest, move, and flow in us. Father, we declare strength and power for your people everywhere, Father. Father, we will rise up in the name of Jesus and become the great army that you have called and destined us to be. And Father, we give your name the praise and the thanks, knowing, Father, as we declare and affirm even there that no weapon that is formed against us, it shall not prosper in the name of Jesus, because we are already the head and the enemy has no power over us. Prophet Naomi, open up the line so we can start praying in the Holy Ghost.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you thanks and we give you praise and worship and adoration. Decree and declare, my God, that surely, my God, this is the day of rejoicing. This is truly a day, my God, of thanksgiving to you, Lord Jesus. For you said in your word, in everything, give you thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. We decree and declare, my God, the wholeness of the lives of a people, my God, that you're raising up, my God, even out of their beds, even out, my God, of their dunghill. You're bringing them forth, my God, in a victorious fashion, my God, because, Father, we are more than conquerors. We thank you, Father, for your anointing that breaks every yoke, my God. And we've seen the captives, my God, being set free. We've seen the prison doors of those, my God, the hearts, my God, that are even now, my God, being released. And, Lord, you're entering in those hearts, my God, and bringing about a transformation, bringing about salvation, my God, to the lives even of those in prison, my God. And you're bringing them out, Father, opening the prison doors in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, Lord, that, Father, even those, my God, oppressed tonight, my God, the healing virtue of the Lord Jesus Christ already, my God, restoring, bring divine restoration in the heart and life, my God, because you are the restorer of the breach. We thank you, Father, for prosperity, my God. We decree, my God, prosperity come into the lives of people because, Father, your word declares, save now we beseech you, O Lord. Lord, send now prosperity because you wish above all things, Father, that we may prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospered, my God. We thank you for your covering of your blood. We thank you, Father, for your anointing release, my God, upon the leaders of this house, even Archbishop Ebenezer Jordan, Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan. We say, my God, whole, complete, and divine, my God, and operating, Father, in the spirit of excellence in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for, Lord, the outpouring of your spirit, my God. You declare it, Father, and the last is, Lord, you pour out your spirit upon all flesh. And we thank you for the families that you're bringing restoration, you're bringing healing. My God, you're bringing my provision, Father. You are, my God, the bread of life, my God. And you promised, my God, to, Lord, to give us, my God, our daily bread. We thank you, we praise you, Father, for your light of your countenance, my God, shining in every darkness, because you are our light and our salvation, my God. Whom shall we fear? We thank you for the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind, Father, for the lives of the people, my God. We decree the mind of Christ. Lord, we decree your peace, my God, Father, even for Jerusalem. But, Father, you, your word declares you will keep in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon you. We decree your word, Father, that, Lord, your peace you leave with us, your peace you give unto us, not as the world give it, give you unto us. And you said, let not our heart be troubled. We thank you, Father, for every troubled heart is being made whole and complete and divine and perfect. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for this day that you have made, this new day, God. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy, for your love and your loving kindness. And we thank you for drawing us nearer to you, O God. And God, you said if we had the faith of a grain of mustard seed, we could say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and it would be cast into the sea. So God, increase my faith, Lord. Thank you, God, for your word, because your word is true and your word is divine. And I thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy, O God. And I thank you for each and every person on the line. God, I ask you to bless them in a mighty way. God, we give you matchless praise. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We love you, God. And I thank you for this prayer line on tonight. I thank you for my healing, God. I thank you for your mercy and your goodness. I thank you for your grace, which is sufficient. And I thank you for each and every prophet on the line, God. And for each and every person listening in, I ask you to bless them in a mighty, powerful way, God. And we give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father God, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for what you have blessed us with, Father. Lord, we thank you for this week coming, Father, that this week coming we are in a position now, Lord, where we have learned, Lord, we have learned more than we learned last week or knew last week, Lord. We can put it to use right away, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity to step out into faith every day, knowing that we have the opportunity to grow, to build more, to bond more, Lord, with our community, with our families, Lord. We just thank you for the opportunities, Lord, to continue to be a part and experience, Lord, this the blessing called life, Father. Lord, we thank you for, Lord, the covering, Lord, over the ministry, Father. We thank you for Pastor Deborah Jordan. We thank you for Archbishop Ebenard Jordan, Lord, and what, Lord, you have given to us, Lord, through them. Lord, we thank you for their faithfulness, Lord. We thank you for their teachings, Father. Lord, we thank you for our ability to take in what is being taught to us, Lord, and to continue to use it, Father. We thank you for continuing to bless them with long life, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you for all the families that are on the call. Lord, we speak to every family, Lord. We create bonds, strong bonds to every family, Lord. Strong anchors, strong cornerstones to every family, Father, Lord. Let every man that's on this call feel the confidence and the inspiration to move forward mightily and provide for his family with his wife, Father, and with his children, Father. We thank you for all the wives and the children on the call, Lord, that they feel protected and secure, Lord, and that they are able to grow, be nurtured, and nurture the family, Father, in many ways, Father. And we just thank you for overall peace and blessings, Lord, that pass all understanding, favor that passes all understanding, Lord, and every environment that we walk in, Lord. I'll let all of those that are on this call feel favored, Father, and not only feel favored, have the wisdom to even move past just favor, Lord, and create value that creates a space for them for now and many generations to come. We thank you for the skills, Lord. Let every skill be enhanced. Let every idea be walked out and put into action, Lord. We demand and decree prosperity fall over our lives in a mighty, mighty way. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Father God, for truly this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh God, we give you all honor and praise and with thanksgiving, oh God. And God, I want to say thank you, God, for clarity in our situations, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for new doors and new ideas that you've given us, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for letting us overcome many in every challenges that we step into, God. Thank you for the breakthrough, oh God. Oh God, thank you, God, for the great harvest that you open here on this earth for us, oh God. And God, thank you also for the abundant blessing here that you have for us. God, thank you, God, for that we live together in unity, and God, keeping us free from jealousy, God. And God, thank you, God, that we also pray for the president, God, of the country, God. Continue to give him wisdom and strength, oh God, and be with him, and God, and help all the people and all those in power, oh God. And God, thank you, God, for your healing power, God. Thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our heads, the crown of our head, to the bottom of the sole of our feet, oh God. And God, thank you, God, for keeping us perfect, whole, complete, and divine, oh God. And God, thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over us, over our children, over our loved ones and family all around us, oh God. And thank you, God, for making us the head and not the tail. And thank you, God, for also making us prophets. To profit, God, teaching us how. And God, we want to thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned. Thank you, God, because when you arise, the enemy scatters. Thank you, Almighty Power One, and your precious, mighty name, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time of gathering. Lord God, we thank you for all the prophets that are on the phone tonight, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this time of fellowship and prayer, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for success, prosperity, We thank you, Lord God, for divine protection. We thank you, Lord God, for covering our families, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the prophetic anointing, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, also for the spirit of love, agape love, Lord God, the agape love that will begin to pass all understanding. But I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for what you're about to do, the working of miracles, Lord God, working even with prophecy. And we thank you, Lord God, for just giving us the knowledge, the wisdom, and the understanding as we walk this walk, Lord God. Even when we don't understand certain things, God, but just to trust in you, Lord God. He said, trust in the Lord God and lean not on our own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and you will give us and you will direct our path. We thank you tonight, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the move that you're about to make, Lord, in each one of our lives. We thank you, Lord God, for the children, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for Pastor David Jordan, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for Master Prophet, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the leaders that get ready to lead. And we thank you for great miracles happening. In Jesus' mighty and powerful name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And dear Heavenly Father, we lift up your name on this midnight cry, Lord God, and we thank you for the restoration that's taking place over our lives. We thank you for the renewal of hearts, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that as you continue to grow us and increase us, Lord God, that we are that we see you with depth in this season, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that the wisdom that is bestowed upon us in this season has depth, Lord God, that we would move from a surface-based understanding of you, Lord God, to the secret things of God. Lord, I pray that you would stretch us, Lord God, that you would move us into a place where we seek you, Lord God, deeper and deeper, Lord. And so we thank you for making that available to us, Lord God. But I pray that every prophetic word that is spoken over our lives, Lord God, will come into great manifestation, Lord God. Lord, we cancel any attack of any enemy, of any spirit that is not of you, Lord God, that will cause us to be handicapped in our destiny, that will cause us to be handicapped in our future, Lord God. We thank you now for that release. We thank you now, Lord God, for that breakthrough. We thank you for the miracles. We thank you for the blessings. We thank you that you surpass all understanding, Lord God. And Lord God, in this season, Lord God, as we move into the latter end of the year, Lord God, as we reflect on what you brought us through, Lord God, we continue to stand strong in you and your faith, in our faith of you, Lord God. Lord, I pray that we would just see you in a new light in this season, Lord God. I thank you for that in advance. I thank you for the clarity, Lord God. And I pray, Lord God, over the businesses and different innovative ideas and all the people, Lord God, that you have called us to step out in faith in different ways, Lord God. I pray that you would meet us where we are, that you would bestow upon us new revelations in this season. We thank you for the leaders that continue to guide us and shine light in our lives, Lord God. May we too do the same for those to follow. We thank you even now. Amen and amen.
Heavenly Father, just thank you. And Father God, I ask that you give us this day our daily bread. And Father God, we just thank you for blessing the children and blessing all of us, Lord God. For Lord God, the righteous is never forsaken, nor their seed begging for bread. And Father God, we just thank you for the restoration and turnaround and the miracles, Father God, because by his stripes we are healed. Father God, we thank you for all of the things that you are giving to us in this season, for you shall provide all of our need. We thank you, Father God, for even knowing the things that we need before we even ask. And we thank you, Father God, for ordering our steps and showing us the way. We thank you for being the light to our path and a lamp to our feet, Father God. We thank you for bringing forth the order. We thank you, Father God, for bringing our visions to pass, Father God. We thank you for where you guide, you shall provide. We thank you, Father God, for the path, the straight and narrow, Father God. We thank you for the promotions that shall come from you, Lord God, not the north, the south, the east, or the west, Lord God. And we thank you for rebuking the devourer for our sake, Father God. We thank you for breathing down the strongholds, Father God, and the bondage, Lord God, and just silencing those who speak ill will against us, Father God, for you shall smash them like clay pots, Father God. We just thank you for the words, Lord God, that you are allowing to flow through us, Father God, for you are touching our mouth just as you've done your prophet Jeremiah. And we thank you, Father God, for giving us the pastors and the leaders after your own heart. We thank you, Father God, for just providing our every need. We thank you, Father God, for working out the situations, Lord God. We thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding, Father God. We thank you for those that you have walking newly in the ministry, Lord God. We thank you for all of the things that you're doing for us, Lord God. We thank you for the wisdom and the knowledge, Lord God. We thank you for wisdom as she sits with us, Lord God. We thank you even for our parents, Lord God, for they are the ones who starts us and trains us up in the way that we should go, Father God. We just thank you for all the things that you are doing, Lord God. We thank you for your mighty hand and your salvation that shall come forth. We just give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. Amen.
Amen and amen. And Father God, we thank you even now for this day, Father God. We thank you for doing a new thing, Father God. We thank you for, we know that this is the day that you have made, Father God, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you for touching each and every one of our leaders, Father God. We thank you for touching our bishops, Father God, and our pastors, Father God. We thank you for touching our ministers and our reverends, Father God, and even our elders, Father God, in the church, Father God. We thank you for touching each and every auxiliary, Father God, even inside of the body of Christ, Father God, even now, Father God. Father God, we decree and declare healing even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you even now for your word declares, Father God, that prayer of the faith shall save the sick, Father God, and that the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven. Father God, we thank you because we know that he was wounded for our transgressions, Father God, and bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we were healed, Father God. We thank you that by your stripes we are healed even now, Father God. We thank you for families, Father God, even now, Father God, and we thank you for the healing, Father God, that you're even releasing unto your families, Father God. We thank you for divine direction, Father God, and we want to lift up even those that are sick and shut in, Father God. We want to even decree healing, Father God, even over them, Father God, and we thank you, Father God, for we know that when you heal us, O Lord, we shall be healed, Father God, and when you save us, O Lord, we shall be saved, Father God, and for that, Father God, you are worthy to be praised, Father God. We thank you. And I just want to tell you, Father God, that I love you, Father God, and I want to thank you, Father God, even as we walk into this week, Father God. I want to decree increase, Father God, even over our lives, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, because we know that the wealth of the wicked, Father God, is laid up for the righteous, Father God. We thank you even now, Father God, as you're shewing that wealth, Father God, even unto your people, Father God, even now. And I want to lift up your company of prophets, Father God, even now, for them and what they're doing. In the mighty and precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, amen and amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for every life here on the line. We thank you for prosperity, joy, and happiness even now, Father God. We thank you for divine peace even now, Father God. We thank you for our elders and our children even now, Father God. Father God, grant us the desires of our heart even now, Father God. Give us traveling mercies even as we come and as we go even now, Father God. Give us innovative ideas even as we rest on this morning, Father God. Thank you for giving us a new day, Father God. Thank you for life. Thank you for peace, Father God. Allow the right connections to happen for us, Father God. Right timing, Father God. Open our ears so that we may be able to hear you clearly. In your mighty name we pray. I love you. Amen.
Brother Darlene.
Amen, Father, and we bless you for your glory that's being even revealed in us and through us. We thank you, Lord, for the yes and not the no. We thank you, Lord, that in all your promises are yea and amen, and so be it. And we thank you for the so be it. We thank you for the yes for our healing, the yes for our breakthrough, the yes for your provision, the yes for our deliverance, the yes for our victory, the yes for our overcoming, the yes in our advancement. We thank you, Lord God, for the yes. We thank you, Lord, that you, Father, strengthening us together in Christ, that you have anointed us. We thank you, Lord, that you have sealed us and given us your Spirit and placed it in our hearts as a down payment, as verification that we belong to you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we are your witnesses. We thank you, Lord, that you called us out of darkness into the marvelous light. We thank you, Lord God, that we are your peculiar people. We are your holy nation. We are your royal priesthood. We thank you, Lord God, for the glory of God that is being revealed in us and through us and on our behalf. Lord, we got thank you, Lord, for your cleansing blood, Lord, that's applied to every area of our lives. We thank you, Lord, for your blood that covers our families, that your blood that covers our leaders, that your blood that covers our circumstances and protects us, Lord, from every wile of the enemy. We thank you, Lord, that no weapon that is formed against us can prosper. We thank you, Lord, that you send your word to heal everyone on this line, every prayer request, every family that's represented, Lord God. We thank you for victory. We thank you for breakthrough. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for your overcoming power. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we want to thank and praise your holy and righteous name on this morning, Father God. We want to thank and praise your name for new mercies that you give us each and every time that we come before you, Lord God. We want to thank you for the reverence that you have embedded into our hearts, oh dear God, that we will lie prostrate before you, oh dear God, and continue to seek your face, oh Father God. We want to thank and praise your holy and righteous name for having this platform for us to come to your throne of grace, oh dear God. We want to thank and praise your name for all the company of prophets that's represented here on today, oh dear God. We want to add a special anointing upon each and every family, Lord God, their children, their offspring, their relatives, oh dear God, especially our elders, oh dear God. We ask a special blessing over Pastor Deborah, oh dear God, and Archbishop Ebenezer Jordan, oh Father God, that they will continue to instill in us their vision so that we can go out to the highways and the byways to carry your word unto your people, oh Lord God. We declare and declare healing, oh dear God. We declare and declare create prosperity in every household, dear God. We thank you for the new abundance that you've given us on a constant basis, oh dear God. We want to thank and praise you for the doors that you have opened unto us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and give thee thanks. Amen.
And Father God, we know that all things are working together. And Father God, we come in your name, in the name of Jesus, that breakthrough is already happening around us in our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. I thank you, Father God, that I pray right now for every home. And I say, peace be within thy walls, and prosperity be within the palaces. In the name of Jesus, for my brother and my companion's sake, I will now say, peace be within thee. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we decree and declare peace in the lives of your people right now, in every home right now, prosperity, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you that you will purge us with hyssop, and we shall be clean. Wash us in your blood, and we shall be whiter than snow, Father God. I thank you, Father, that you will create in us a clean heart, oh, God, and renew the right spirit within us, God. In the name of Jesus, cast us not away from your presence. Not take your Holy Spirit away from us. Restore unto your people the joy of thy salvation. And uphold us, hallelujah, with thy free spirit. And, God, then when we teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto you, Lord. I thank you, Father God, that even your word says, hallelujah, that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous, God. And I thank you, Father God, for the transfer of the wealth of the wicked unto your people, God. I thank you, Father God, that your word says, you are our shepherd, and we shall not want. And, Father God, we thank you right now that there's no lack, there's no want, because you are our shepherd, and there's no want, God. And we trust that, God. We stand on that, God. And God, I thank you right now, you said in your word that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a mind. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of every stronghold. And we come against every stronghold of the enemy right now. In the name of, and we command it to come down. In our lives, God. We command it to come down in our neighborhoods now. In the name of Jesus. We command it to come down in our ministries now. In the name of Jesus, we command it to come down in our families right now. In the name of Jesus, we command it to come down in our relationships, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, that we're getting ready to do exceedingly abundantly all that you ask us. We ask or think according to the power worketh in us in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that even you say you shall supply all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You also said, Lord, hallelujah, that you seed to the sower and bread to the eater, God. And God, we decree and declare this right now. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, even this hour, God, that your word says, Lord, the eyes of the Lord is upon the righteous, and your ears are open to our cry. And Father God, we know that you hear every cry. Hallelujah, your eyes upon us, God. You're looking for us, never slumber nor sleep, God. Hallelujah, thank you, Father God. You're getting ready to hasten every prayer request, every hallelujah miracle, God, every healing, God. Every breakthrough, hasten it, God. We decree it, we declare it right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for our Archbishop, Master Prophet Ebenard Joy. I thank you for our leading lady, Pastor Prophet Deborah Joy. And we plead the blood of Jesus over them now. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for the renewing of strength for them. Renew them like the eagle, God, like an eagle. Let them soar into higher and greater places, God. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare, and we thank you for God, in the name of Jesus, and I plead the blood of Jesus over every company of prophets right now, and even this week, let them see instantaneous blessings, God. Let them see now blessings, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for now prosperity upon your prophet, God. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen.
And Father, we give your name the praise. But Father, we know it shall not be by might nor by power, but it shall be by your spirit, saith the Lord. Father, we thank you for every prayer, every utterance that has been said. Father, we pray in your master's name even now. Allow this week to be a week of great blessings and breakthroughs. And allow your wisdom to begin to transform us every which way. Empower us, Father. Allow this week to be called a week of miracles and new beginnings. And Father, we give your name the praise, thanks, and honor now and forever. Amen. Amen. Prophetess Naomi, I'm going to decrease so that you can increase. We want to thank you, family. We love you to life. Let us continue in prayer. Grace, peace, and mercy be added unto you. I love you all to life. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, people of God, I want to thank you all again. We will be back here at 11:55 p.m. to start our midnight prayer call. We will be also back here at 9 a.m. with our Archbishop, the Master Prophet, for teaching. Again, we'll be here at 9 a.m. for our teaching with the Archbishop, the Master Prophet. Is there any announcements from any other company of prophets?
Amen. Thank you so much, Prophetess. Yes, wanted to make an announcement about Pop Life Radio tomorrow for Man Cave Monday. You can come and join myself, Prophet Prentice, Prophet Greg, as well as Prophet James. So come and join us tomorrow for Man Cave Monday for our conversation, as we're going to be talking about prophetic practices as well as some other really great topics. So come and join us, noon to one. Thank you so much, Prophetess.
Amen, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, we're going to say good night and God bless and good morning and enjoy this blessed Monday. Bye-bye.